Okay.
We'll hit that in the next segment.
Do you have a schedule tonight?
Huh?
Do you have a schedule for us tonight?
Do I have a schedule? No. Kind of do. A little bit.
Sorry.
Little.
We pride ourselves on our organic nature of the show.
No, just a little. Not a lot. So that's a huge game tonight, and we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that through just Scott and I. We'll do a little BetMGM, see what BetMGM has on that game. And
buzz money, have some fun.
Yeah, and a lot of different things coming out. I cut my first four or five commercials. The next three I'm getting ready. After I cut them, I'll read them on air too. Because, I mean, that's if you want to start with BetMGM and you know somebody that's with BetMGM, you get some shared stuff. And there's a lot of cool things happening out there. So excited about that.
So you're saying like my wife could have an account and not know about it type of thing?
No.
That's bad. Okay.
Yeah, no, that your wife could have an account and you could be the beneficiary of her having an account. Oh.
I do something like that, trust me, I'm going to be the beneficiary.
Yes.
Or no, she's going to be the beneficiary because I'm gone.
Yeah. This segment's going to be brought to you by Northwest Bank. Two locations in Ankeny, one in West Des Moines, a new branch in Ames, three locations in Omaha, and many, many more. All of you going to the Iowa State game this weekend, drive by that branch. It's really cool. I mean, it's...
I'd say a lot of them will.
I like it. Yeah, I would assume, you know, you get to see the bridge, you get to see...
Coming down Southeast 16th there, yep.
Might just happen to be going to the game with somebody from Northwest Bank. So that'll be exciting. Commitment that you can count on. They're going to take care of your personal, your business, your mortgage, wealth management, private banking. They're going to put you first. Here's the thing that I think about the commitment, and I try to think of different things when I think of that word. I think one of the things is they're committed to sitting down with you and really doing a deep dive on why you're here.
Right.
What are you looking for? What do you need? You know, Andrew, my middle son, his needs right now are way different than Jennifer and I's. So,
yes.
He's contemplating home ownership. He's contemplating, oh my gosh, my car has hail damage. They want to total my car. What am I going to do? I mean, he has all these things going around in his head, plus working, plus all that.
But
they're going to take care of that. So, you know, it's a little different there. Nana's another. Nana and Travis have spoke. Nana's in a different spot as Jennifer and I is. Just like you and your mom and Bridget and her dad, everybody's in different places.
Right.
So that's the commitment. The commitment is, this isn't, I'm just going to plug you into this hole. I need to figure out where I'm going to plug you in that best suits you.
Right.
And that's the kind of commitment you want from your bank.
Yes, they have the right people to do the right thing for you.
Yes, Northwest Bank, member FDIC. Okay, now after all that, I forgot where we're heading, but I know where we're heading because you mentioned it, and I'm going to throw some out there to you. We're going to do 5A. I mean, I know everybody wants to do. If there's a big smaller school out there, you know what? It's at Steen on Sports. It's at Scott Brower_13. Say, hey, you guys need to talk about this game. It's going to be a big game. And we'll talk about it. I mean, it's pretty easy.
Well, obviously, I mean, the ones I mentioned earlier.
So Southeast Polk Valley is a huge game.
Right.
It's at Southeast Polk. Southeast Polk showed their really good football team last week.
Right.
Valley, too. So that's going to be interesting. The big one, just because it's knocking neighbors, man. You're talking Ankeny Centennial.
Right. That's
it's a huge game. Ankeny Centennial team that played pretty well, and an Ankeny team with JJ Cole. And I saw some stuff today. I think it's social media fodder that maybe he I can go to Auburn, or maybe I can. I think he's, from what I've heard and I can tell, he's extremely happy to be at Iowa State, so we'll see, since he is committed to Iowa State. But that doesn't mean as much as it used to.
Twitter had Lamar Jackson in a Dolphins jersey, too. So
But that's going to... Okay, continue. Des Moines Roosevelt plays Waukee. That's a huge game for Des Moines Roosevelt. That's a winnable game.
Like I said, when I saw that, you see Roosevelt 1-0, and you see Waukee 0-1. I mean, I was like, huh, that's not what I'm used to seeing. But no, I'm very intrigued on... I wonder what the televised game is on that network, because they do Friday night.
Yeah,
I'd have to look.
I don't know.
Because they have.
I would think Southeast Polk Valley, Downing Northwest, though. That's intriguing. Those are two two really good football teams as well. Johnston plays at Urbandale. Cedar Falls is playing at Johnston. Cedar Falls is playing at Waterloo West. Cedar Rapids Kennedy's playing at Bettendorf. All those guys are all staying up that way this weekend. So some interesting games that are going on. So high school football in the state of Iowa is becoming a very big deal.
Well, and it's,
especially when you're starting to see the number of recruits in state staying in state.
Exactly. The relative or the relevance of
and that takes you down
of our state.
So what is Nevada? Nevada is 3A.
Yep.
The Rhodes kid is coming to he's friends of the family.
Right.
Coming to Iowa State, a big tight end, like 6'6", 6'7" tight end. So you're seeing this. You're seeing Carlisle win big games. You're seeing Norwalk win big games. You're seeing Indianola win huge games. I was going to check that.
That's what I was going to say.
Because Indianola had a huge win. Where are they?
What was Indianola last week? Was that the Winter State game?
No, they beat. They either beat Johnston or Waukee. It was one of the two. Who did Johnston played Cedar Falls. Okay, seriously, how can I not see this?
Which one are you looking for? Indianola?
I'm looking for Indianola.
Maybe they've got a bye week.
Maybe they do.
It is interesting to see high school football it feels like it's ramping up. Maybe it's just we haven't had it because of, 2 years of not being able to watch it like we wanted to with the world being crazy, but I really want to get out to Southeast Polk and see this Taj Mahal of a complex that they've created out there.
Yeah, it's
5,000 seats
on the home side.
On the home side,
like 2,500.
Holy,
I mean, just
Moses.
Think what that's going to look like next year when you go there. And
yeah,
play. I mean that's a ton.
Right.
I mean, there's college football. Simpson doesn't hold that.
No,
I mean so. It's a bad, not a great
no,
segue there, but still.
I grew up in Waverly, and Wartburg was there. I mean, it wasn't that big.
Once again, I talked about that the building that had eighth grade through seniors
mm-hmm.
is now getting ready to be torn down because it's not big enough to do anything. It's not big enough to hold fifth grade.
Right.
In that, that's incredible
yeah.
that it's grown as much as it has. And that's everywhere. And so I can't believe it. One of the things, so you have football tonight, you have high school football, then you have Saturday. Hawkeyes open up with South Dakota State.
Yep.
You know what? They could blow them out. I just feel South Dakota State's a really good football team. I've watched them up at South Dakota State when Nate was up there. They're a good, well-coached football
team. Yes, they are well-coached, very well-coached.
It's going to be interesting to see what that game brings.
I want to watch Iowa's offensive line.
I do.
That's
too.
Where my concern is. Obviously, I mean, we can hash about the receiving core and stuff like that, but to me, I want to see, are they fine? I mean, Tyler Linderbaum being gone is a major thing.
It is. A couple of Williams in the backfield. I'm happy for Gavin Williams.
Yeah.
So, kind of excited to get to see him get some more carries. So, Simu coming up there. You and I has Air Force. That won't be an easy game either.
No.
Another one of those schools that will surprise you. Then that leads into, next week the NFL starts and, it's a holiday weekend. So that's going to be fun. Your Saturday that you're at the college football game that you're usually like, oh, it's Sunday and then I got to go back. You get a day. But here's the thing. Because Sunday night, it's a big night for me. You got a little Styx, you got a little Ario
Speedwagon,
and you have Lover
Boy.
That was my, okay.
Somebody tweeted that out. It's funny because they only mentioned Styx and
Ario.
And I'm like,
no.
Immediately it was, hello.
No. this is the dual brain of me. My two favorite when I was old enough to drive, 15, but I should have been 16.
Right.
Those are the two. So my two groups, right? You either heard me blaring Loverboy or you heard me blaring Pink Floyd. That is my wildly crazy brain.
It's funny because the one of the biggest ones that we play in the garage bar, quote unquote, or whatever, when the kids are back from college, REO.
Yes.
All kinds of REO.
Oh yeah. They're extremely popular. The last time I saw Loverboy was at the fair. Yep. On the Bill Riley stage. I am very interested to see if Mike Reno is two of me or three of me.
Was he a little Vince Nillish?
He was Vince Nillage times two.
Oh, heavens.
He was big.
Still had the pipes though, didn't he?
He did. And the crazy thing, so working for the weekend.
Was he wearing the headband?
Man, it was a while ago.
Always got to wear the headband.
They were singing Working for the Weekend, and power went out in a whole bunch of places.
Yeah.
And the audience, it was huge. It was a big audience for the Bill Riley. I mean, we sang.
Yeah.
And it was so much fun. And I think he got, you know, sometimes you think, oh my gosh, I bet he was, I think he got, he was proud.
Right.
It's like, hey, these people still know us, you know?
I'm still relevant.
Yeah. And that was like 10 years ago. So, you know, where they're at now, but REO and Styx, that music is coming back.
Wow. There's, yeah.
It just is.
There's just something to it. I mean, yeah.
It's the reason that KGGO's numbers right now are off the charts. And it's great music. It's strange, though, because this younger generation, and I'm not talking, like, I have a nephew that's a high school senior.
Right.
Probably listens to a little bit of everything. But not so sure that fifth grade Mary isn't listening to KGGO.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
So it's kind of cool that these guys can come back and play. I'll tell you what, I would go tomorrow to get to hear Hall & Oates again. One of my favorite concerts I've ever been to. They're so good. You know, you just don't see that anymore. They're not both in great health. And so
the clock doesn't stop ticking, buddy.
It doesn't.
It's
No.
I walk by mirrors in my house, trust me.
I have some of these things that I did want to get to. Steph Curry had his jersey finally retired at Davidson and had been taking some classes and officially graduated from Davidson.
Man, and, I guess I didn't realize that hadn't been done. I would have assumed it had been done.
No. So that was kind of, I thought that was kind of a cool thing.
He's an easy guy to watch.
Oh my goodness.
I mean talent and everything like that, but it's just he's not your overwhelming entity of a person that has to take over every, I mean, his talent and his personality just ooze. You're like, oh, I like him.
Right.
I get it why so many people are fans of him and therefore Golden State fans.
Yeah, I do too. And he's a different breed. You and I have had this conversation, and I'll stop it really quick. Not everybody can be 6'8 and built like a lineman like LeBron and play that way. But there's a whole bunch of people that are 6 feet tall that if they go out and they work as hard as he did, you can shoot the ball like that.
Exactly.
You know, there's not Jordy Bohannon if there's not Steph Curry. Coaches aren't going to go, he's got the green light whenever he wants to go.
You know, we've kind of talked about this. Well,
yeah, Caitlin it doesn't
Clark,
work that way.
Caitlin Clark has more of a Steph Curry style than she does
any female.
Right.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. And I bet she agrees with that as well. John Lynch. So he is the general manager of the San Francisco 49ers.
Yes,
and they
sir.
Were talking to him today about Jimmy G, and they brought Jimmy G back. He's like, look, here's what happened with Jimmy G. Jimmy G is on another team. We got our draft picks. Everybody's happy. And then he had shoulder surgery. The minute anybody in the NFL, you can come back from knee, you can come back from ankle, anytime somebody has their shoulder operated on, no matter if it's a throwing shoulder or not, and it happens, I do believe it happens to be his throwing shoulder, he goes, it's going to take some time. And listen, Jimmy's a professional. We're professional. Trey Lance is professional. It does give us a really high quality backup, and that's he was kind of
funny you would say that. You know what's pulled up on my phone right now? Highest paid backup quarterback. He is the third highest paid at $7 million.
Yeah, he doesn't get paid much.
Okay, you know who the number one backup quarterback is at $18.858 million?
Oh,
he lost his job to somebody that came down.
Oh,
Sam Darnold.
Oh yeah. That's right.
That's a lot of money for a backup.
That is a lot of money. And
Kenny Pickett, though, is at 6.1.
Yep, he is now out. Sam Darnold's out for the first four games.
Yeah.
So that doesn't help. Here's one for you. C.J. Stroud, quarterback for the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Yes.
So they're at a the quarterback of the Ohio State Buckeyes does really well in NIL.
Yeah.
And it just so happens that Columbus in Ohio is home of a lot of different financial institutions. He got Express to donate $500 to each of the football players to buy a new suit for the season. That's what he did with his outreach with his, with his NIL partner. I thought that was really cool, by the way. That happened.
That is super cool.
That he's not just doing it for himself. He is doing, he's doing it for his whole team. You like Kansas City just as much as I do. Oh, look at, I'm going to tease again.
Kansas City, the town, the team,
Kansas City in general.
Yes.
Kansas City in general, and this is kind of my tease, is going to change in the near future. And when we come back, I will tell you why, and it's going to change a lot. You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. That's two teases today. That's way more than I ever do. We'll be back right after this break.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3, and you're listening to Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ, real sports talk for real sports fans.
Ask me if I remember what the tease is. It's probably a good thing you ask.
I usually write it down when you tease something, because we're halfway through the next segment going, there was something.
You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Steen.
Scott.
Scott. We're coming to you live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Scott Brower underscore 13, at Happy Hour underscore SS, and at Steen on Sports. Oh, man. Tonight, Purdue and Penn State. Penn State traveling to Purdue to open up the Big Ten season. One of many games that are on tonight. We'll get to that here in just a second after this little bit of a tease, and then we'll do some potpourri at the end of the next segment. This segment will be brought to you by. I did that one. You know what? I'm going to do Woodman Controls. Woodman Controls, top-notch building controls company, making it easier to manage your automated systems from your preferred computer device. Go to Woodman Controls to see various careers centered around business development, project management, field technicians, or service technicians. You can give them a call, 515-964-0904. Always looking for all of those jobs. Would love to have people out there because... they're getting ready to come out and do a few more things for one of my buildings, and it's a wait just because they're so busy and it's hard to find people to work.
Right.
So Woodman Controls, very glad to have them be a part of this. Okay, so here's my tease. Kansas City is a great place to go to, and it's one of the more unique cities in the country. Because you can be in Kansas City, Missouri, and you can be in Kansas City, Kansas.
Yes.
And guess what the governor of Kansas did today for the first time ever in the state of Kansas?
Juggled.
She placed a bet.
Really?
There is live betting now in Kansas.
Yes.
Not in Missouri.
No.
In Kansas. Where is Arrowhead gonna go from?
We've discussed this.
That is,
yes.
Arrowhead is due for a renovation, and there's no renovating in its current spot. So right. You've had Missouri and Kansas going back and forth trying to figure out what to do.
Right. So
having sports betting on the other side is a huge deal.
Where is the Kansas Speedway?
Exactly.
On the Kansas side.
Yes.
Next to a Hard Rock Casino?
Yep.
So, yes, we've had this. I liken this to what's going on in Chicago as well.
Right.
Because, excuse me. Oh, whew, I almost sneezed. I don't even have a dump button. I almost sneezed. But anyway,
you have to give me more notes because I have to reach over.
Evidently, I didn't have notice on that one. But, so you're looking at Arrowhead. And you're looking at Kauffman right now because the talk is, doesn't it make sense for us to put in this new entertainment area? You move Arrowhead over to the Kansas side. It's still the Kansas City Chiefs. Man, you're gonna get pushback on that.
You're gonna get pushback on it. But okay. Sports betting is because what Kansas City, Missouri, and the city and the state will have to pony to do that. Compared to what you have to pony from right. the Kansas side when you have betting money on top of that,
right.
it's a big deal, and I don't know who wins that.
Well, the second part of that equation, dude, is they're talking it would be smarter for parking, travel, getting fans there to put a Kauffman downtown.
Yeah,
opposed to where it is.
Right.
You know, I mean that's. Yeah, we get into this, you know. There's three different ways we can put a dome over Soldier Field. I haven't heard a lot of positivity since they put the UFO dropping into a church. Look that they currently did.
And they're moving it to
Arlington Heights.
Yes, that's where it's going to go.
And then the simple argument is, well, you know, AT&T or Jerry's World isn't in Dallas.
It's in Arlington.
It's in Arlington.
Yeah.
Not different than Arlington Heights.
Yeah, it's
But it
I can't tell you where Arlington, because I've been down there. I can't tell you where Arlington Heights starts and where Dallas ends.
Well, exactly.
It was at a stoplight,
exactly.
Just from what I can tell.
Right. Well, and that was, I mean, it wasn't that bad of an Uber drive to get from the stadium back to downtown Dallas.
Yeah, and that stadium with its entertainment all the entertainment places down there is pretty cool.
Right.
You have the soccer field, you have the baseball, you have all of that. Right.
Right, you
have right there.
The Rangers field, and then right next to it, they built the brand new one.
Ranger field.
And then Jerry said, you know, we're going to drop some hotels and we're going to put some restaurants right in the middle here. Gee, how great did that work out?
Yeah, really, really fun. It was a great time. The only thing I don't like about Dallas, I just have this slight fear of heights, of my car falling off the ninth bridge that goes over the other eight roads that are going down. I'm like, who were those workers? They didn't get paid enough money.
If you step back and look at where 3580 meets Highway 5 down there, or 35 right. South, that's a ways up there too.
It is a ways up there. You are correct.
But then again, you know.
All right, so I have potpourri that we can do later. So let's pull out BetMGM here. And
so,
what else you got?
Hit. Well, no, back on this with
I'm in.
With Kansas
I'm listening.
City. You talked about it. What's your? You think it's going to happen because of wagering?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Where is your heart? Do you think it should?
Yes.
Do you think there's a way to?
I don't think it matters. I don't think it's in a place that is. It needs to be redone, and I'm telling Kansas City, Missouri does not have the money to redo what they want to do with Arrowhead Stadium. So, I mean, and it's going to take, I mean, they're going to have them for the next 3 to 5 years. It's going to take that long. So I don't.
That's what I'm saying. Five years from now, is Kauffman gone and is Arrowhead gone? 5 years from now.
I would definitely say 5 years from now that the football stadium's gone. Arrowhead's gone.
Hmm.
I don't know. Kauffman, it just why does that seem to me that Kauffman means a little more than, I mean, that's more in a residential. I mean, that's really in a residential.
Well, it's still, though. I mean, yeah. You're coming off the
interstate.
The interstate
it's
there.
Hard it's hard to get in and
unless
out.
Unless you have a friend that's been doing it for years, you know, there's little hidden ways to get out.
Yeah,
so.
And that's true.
I don't know. The idea of whether it's a great model to look at or not, but you can take a tram in Minneapolis from the Mall of America all the way up, and then the last stop is Target Field, and you can get off at I don't remember the name right now of Vikings where they play.
Yep.
But I mean that whole you're in the mix of it. You don't have to drive up there. We've got ways for you to get here, type of thing.
City Park.
There you go.
Kauffman's down there.
No, I didn't say Kauffman, dude.
Yeah, you said Kauffman Field.
I did not. I said I don't know what the name of it is.
Well, I thought you said Kauffman Field.
Target Field.
Okay.
Target Field is where they play.
Target Field.
Up in Minneapolis. Been there.
Okay.
Very steep. You went to a concert there.
I did.
But anyway, it's
Couple.
Do they, you know, not Coors Field. Is it Coors Field for the Rockies?
Yes.
That's right, downtown.
It
that's
is,
at
right?
the end of the line of the tram, too. I mean, yep. Are they trying to do this so we don't have to have 20,000 cars sitting in the parking lot? Are we trying to make this a you can walk to the game, you can walk to an entertainment district? That makes more sense to put the baseball downtown. I would guess that a football stadium would probably plop pretty good out there by Kansas Speedway.
Yeah, and here's the reason that I think that the Chiefs will hit before the Royals, and it's just based on winning.
Right.
They're good. Kansas City Royals right now are borderline.
I don't know.
Unwatchable.
There's scenarios right now because of the AFC West. There's scenarios that Kansas City doesn't make playoffs.
No, I don't. I can't believe that.
Yeah. Okay.
It doesn't happen to Andy Reid very often.
I'm just saying there's a lot of weird things going to happen in the NFL this year.
Yeah. Here's why I don't think it'll happen, because they have Patrick Mahomes, they have the best offensive line in football, and yes, he doesn't have Tyreek Hill, but he still has a bunch of weapons, of weapons that are a lot better than what his weapons were last year.
I know, and you still say that the departure of Tyreek Hill maybe wasn't a bad thing for the locker room.
I don't think it was a bad thing for the locker room, and I don't think it was a bad thing for your locker room. I just think it had run its course, I don't trust the Chargers. I don't trust the Raiders. So
it is interesting. The four captains that were announced for Miami today, you've got Xavier Howard, obviously. Javon Holland.
Obviously.
But Tua, for the first time since he's been there, I mean, the first year he was a rookie, you're not going to make him captain. Second year he was actually fighting for a position with Fitzmagic, for Pete's sake. But Tua and Tyreek. And that is something that was voted on by the players.
Yep. Tyreek was surprising, but he also has only been there for like 3 months. So
right. He
hasn't alienated everybody yet.
Oh, so you're saying the honeymoon's not over?
Listen, the dude is unbelievable. I mean, it hurt because how good he was. When I first came back on the radio was when he was going through the whole thing with him and his girlfriend or wife or whatever.
Right.
And you're trying to... You know, what's going to happen? You had to talk about it. Mitch Holt has had to talk about it.
Right.
You mean, talk about two more uncomfortable conversation that Mitch and I would like to have is talking about Tyreek Hill and what he was about.
Right.
I hit me. So it's, I'm missing. So it's Kansas City. It's the Chargers. It's the Raiders and the Broncos. And the Broncos have Russell Wilson. I mean, they haven't had a quarterback in 4 years. And they haven't had, you know what they had the last 4 years? What did they have? A defensive-minded head coach.
Right, exactly. I know.
So all those teams out there that had defensive-minded head coaches that now have offensive-minded head coaches, you happen to love one in your Miami Dolphins. I know a huge number of Minnesota Vikings fans that are happy that not that guy anymore.
Right.
So
I don't know. It just
it's the best division in football.
The AFC West is interesting to look at because you don't have that, well, okay, take this one out of the equation, and then it's these three fighting for it. No, it's not.
No, because you have Davante Adams in L.A. Josh McDaniel,
right.
which is a big deal.
Right. I mean, it's
I like it.
Excited to watch. From a fantasy standpoint to a BetMGM standpoint. So you have wagers placed on BetMGM already.
I have West Virginia. I got 7.5. I took West Virginia, 7.5.
All right.
And I took the under. It's 50.5. I took the under on that game. And I took the under on Penn State Purdue. That's 53.5. And I haven't touched the button yet on who I'm picking. Penn State is a 3.5 point favorite. Purdue's at home.
Okay.
I don't know.
I just went simple. Penn State's 3.5 point favorite. I took Purdue to cover the 3.5. I think Purdue's going to win the game.
Yeah, I think it, when I hit that button, it's going to be for Purdue as well. Minnesota starts tonight, as we were just talking about the Golden Gophers. They play New Mexico State.
There is a ton of games
on
tonight.
36. Dude. That's 36.5. I don't think Minnesota can score 36 points. So I would probably the over under is 52.5. I'm probably.
So did you say with Pitt being a 7.5 point favorite on West Virginia, did you go down that path?
I took the under, and I took Pittsburgh.
Man, you get in some of these games. Toledo is a 47.5 point favorite.
Oklahoma State, Central Michigan is only a 20.5 point game. Oklahoma State's, I mean, they're going to be ranked. They're not ranked. Right. They're going to be ranked.
I love these first games. Northern Illinois against Eastern Illinois. Northern Illinois Huskies, 35-point favorite, 55.5 over-under. So that's they're thinking they're going to score.
Oh, yeah.
And the other team ain't. But, no, it's this is good stuff. We've got.
So I took Pitt in the under. I took Oklahoma State in the under. And I took the under in the Purdue game. And I took Purdue. Because I think they're going to win outright, too.
Right.
I really do. I don't think Penn State can score. And I watch they'll score 50 points tonight. And
oh, I know. We talked a little bit about it on Tuesday. But, I mean, the Iowa game against South Dakota State.
What was the final on that? Well, there is no way I'm laying.
See, it's not going to be on our apps because it's offshore lines because it won't be on our apps. You can't bet on those games because of the difference between divisions.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's the
because
fact.
Because it's South Dakota State.
Right.
Same with
Iowa State with
CMU. I would not lay points. That's a lot of points. Iowa State, 35.5 points. That's a lot. Is it
I look at both the games because I forget what it was for
it's in the 20s, I think.
Was it I thought it was 17.5. But anyway, it was close enough that I'm like, I think South Dakota State's going to cover the points. I think Iowa's going to win.
I think it'll be an under, too. I really do.
Right.
I would take the under.
And it's funny because somebody said it's going to be 17-14 going into the fourth, and guess what? Let's just sit on the ball and wait this out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
The Iowa State. It's the Iowa State UNI game from 2 years ago when we were in Ohio, and they have all this wedding stuff going on, and we're all just going, just throwing stuff, and just exactly. Grabbing beer, going, "Oh my God, get me out of here!"
There's got to be something special for you to bet an over on a Kirk Ferentz game.
Exactly. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We got some potpourri coming up to end the show with. We got one more segment. You're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM. Scott and I'll be back right after this.
And the Ad Council.
A man who lives and breathes Iowa sports. Steen on sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Last segment on this Thursday. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott Thursday. Buddy, that went fast.
Yes, it did.
My headphones are hanging.
Somebody
broke my headphones. And it wasn't me yesterday. I don't know what happened. You are listening to, I said that, Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter, at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Happy Hour Sports _SS, at Scott Brower _13. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ. Penn State Purdue, about 45 minutes away. You're going to get a little Zach Gelb, I would assume.
Yeah.
And then
there's a little fill in there.
Yep, they'll jump right in. I want to thank all my sponsors, iCubs, Woodman Controls, Northwest Bank, Palmer Group, Heritage Building Maintenance, and DMOS. Got them all. BetMGM just starting to cut some commercials with Come and Go. Okay. So got some stuff going on, which is kind of cool. What else do we have? High school football tomorrow.
All kinds of high school football.
Yeah, so we'll have a lot of that, a lot of the show tomorrow. So David Eicholt at 4:20 and B Styles for 5:21 and 5:42. So have them all tomorrow.
I know you fill in when I'm not here because it's such a joy just to talk to me for 2 hours, but yeah. I like it when I'm around with the other guys too sometimes.
Well, I know, but then you just go, well, he's just sitting there.
Well, I know. I talked to Randy Wayhofer for Pete's sake.
I know it. Wasn't that fun?
It is. Wow.
It is so much fun.
Wow.
He is so incredibly good.
How long before you have those up?
It's a good question. That is a good question.
Because I was looking at trying to, you know, our old, because we can go to, what is it, Audio Boom or whatever. Yep. You can even go to the 1700 Champ, and you can.
What did you almost say?
Sorry.
Wow.
I didn't.
You would have been in trouble.
Okay. But anyway. Because I know people have gone back and listened to.
Yep. I need to.
And that's one that I would like to people to listen to. That guy is amazing.
He is amazing. I will get on that. It's been crazy all the way around. So, all right. So I have a little bit of potpourri. Let's see here. Money bet on Serena last night was more money than any of the matches of any of the men in the tournament. So absolutely. Yeah, it was crazy. And this is the one that is bothering me the most. The Tennessee Titans today. Kind of ripped up Derrick Henry's contract for this year and just decided to pay him an additional $2 million just for because he's Derrick Henry. And I'm like, okay, somebody help me out here. What has Derrick Henry done to get them to the Super Bowl? Paying running backs is not what people in the NFL do, but bad football teams, and they're not a bad football team.
To point over to the chair where Randy was sitting last Tuesday, sometimes you have to realize what puts butts in seats.
Watching a big guy run for 4 yards?
He's always top five in everyone's fantasy.
Well, it's because everybody watches 400 carries a year. It doesn't win him any football games.
But he's one you watch. You know his name.
Yeah, you do know his name. You know what? We're not paying him enough. It drives me crazy. The Tennessee Titans are not winning anything this year.
But they need butts in seats.
Well, they do. Maybe. Maybe that's it. I don't know. Their problem is that they pay too much money to Ryan Tannehill, too. And
no comment whatsoever on that.
Don't remember what he's won for them as well. you're not going to like this one, but I had to bring it up.
Okay.
Seasons without a playoff win. And you're not the worst.
No.
Miami Dolphins.
No, because it was...
The Detroit Lions are the worst. Yeah. They're at 30. You tell me what the Dolphins are, because they're next.
Oh, they're like at 26 or something like that.
Not so bad. 21.
21.
Raiders are 19. Washington football team, Commanders, whatever they are, 16.
But you're saying a playoff win?
A playoff win.
Yeah, I've seen this stat. Trust me, Jets, my friends bring it up to me all the
Jets
time.
The Jets are 11. The Bears are 11. The Giants are 10. The Panthers are 6. The Broncos are 6, and the Arizona Cardinals are 6.
I swear to God, the last time I saw a Dolphin playoff win, God, was it when Brett Favre was with the Jets? I mean, anyway, it was a long time ago.
That is a long time ago.
Okay. Let's see if I can paint a picture for you, since this is radio.
Okay.
My little thing is technology.
Right.
Had an incident with technology today.
So you consider yourself a technology guru, or you're afraid of technology?
No, I'm a user of technology, and what it was is we have a wonderful camera system at work.
At work,
okay.
I was going to say at home, not the show to talk about.
No, we didn't. Trust me, the ring system we have at home. Wow.
Yeah,
a lot of stuff going on.
Was
a lot of deer. Had no idea.
I went the other way. I was being naughty.
And you're done.
I'm done.
And you're done. Okay. Anyway, so with our closed circuit cameras, we've got all over the place for incidents, for sometimes you say, hey, you didn't get this on the load that went out. You can look. They're really good cameras. And so a young man is loading stuff on one of my cameras, and he's moving a unit of drywall because that's what we do, right? And he moves it from one area to the other, and he moves it over, and then there's the sticks of dunnage that you put down. He has no idea. The entire time you can see it, there's a bat laying on top of this unit, right? And as he comes around and moves it, I have it on my phone now because I took and sent the video to myself. The reaction of this young man when he realized for the last 15 minutes he's been hauling a bat around on this unit.
And not a baseball bat, folks.
No. And at the very last second, as he jumps and puts his hand over his heart, the bat flies away towards the camera. It is some of the coolest footage in the world. And my middle son is so mad at me right now for bringing that up. But it is.
Truby!
Your eyes water after you see it the third time because you're like, this is awesome. So it's just one of those, you're having a bad day, you're having a long day, and then something like this happens and you just go, oh, that's adorable.
That is okay. Pro or con of this?
Yes.
Manning cast is coming back for 9 games and 1 playoff game. Pro or con?
Say again. You lost
Manning cast. So Peyton and Eli doing football games.
You know what? I heard a lot about it. I saw the excerpts of the times that were cool, like with Tom Brady and stuff like that. I can't say I go, oh, you know, Monday Night Football, I've got to watch it with them. I see the after effect because I'm old school, dude. I like the reverence of the game, if you will, of having the color guy and the stats guy and stuff like that. It's I forget. It hasn't come far enough into my.
It's funny. It is funny, and they get technical too, which I like. And, you know, Tony Romo gets a lot of that, right?
Yes, that's what I was pointing to.
He can do it. I mean, Peyton Manning circles.
Still, though, listening to Tony Romo is kind of the in-between of the Peyton cast and the old-school stuffy guys. He, to me, is in the middle because it is. You'll sit there and just go, man, you know all that. Why weren't you better in Dallas? You know a lot.
He does know a lot. He
would predict this and tell you this and the
Jerry World, right? It's that's the downfall of the Cowboys. You wouldn't have Jerry World if you didn't have Jerry. So you don't know what you'd be playing in or playing at.
Well, Romo's got Skecher money now. He's okay,
and he does, and he's his commercials now with beef quarters and do it. I mean, he does. He does it all, yes, and does it really, really well.
So you are a Manning cast?
I like listening to him. I actually like listening to Eli, too. It's interesting. I don't like it when they really go off topic, but
right,
when they're actually talking through plays. And
you mean like two of our 6 segments.
Right. Exactly. When we're off the rails, and you're looking at me going back on, and I'm like, nah, let's stay off. For
There's
a
huge sign that says "Real Sports Talk" over your shoulder.
Yeah. The 3 most bet games tonight are West Virginia, Pitt, Penn State, Purdue. And then this one surprised me: Tennessee, Ball State. I think Tennessee fans are betting against Tennessee, so Tennessee will win and not get beat.
Oh wow! I was going to say
Ball State tonight.
I've got 2 of them written down there. That's the ones I was going
after. That's kind of the ones that I did too. I thought the funniest thing that I saw on social media today: Eminem was at Detroit Lions practice.
Really?
He's like, man, just let me come out. I'll play. Suit me up. And they're, I mean, here he is. He's like 4'8", and these guys are like 6'7" linemen that are sitting there talking to him. But it's and they're just looking at him and they're like, oh my god, it's him, man. What are we gonna say to him? And he's trying to talk football with them and they're just sitting there going,
they're like,
it's him, man.
Your second album, I remember that.
What are we gonna say to him? Can we just talk about stuff? Can we rap with him? You know, and they're and you could just tell they have no idea what to do because they're awestruck, you know, because they brought him and goes, hey, we thought you guys might like to see, and they just stop. They're like,
Oh my God!
It's like every year you see Matthew McConaughey is at a Texas practice in the locker room.
I mean, he's not every minute every day.
Then you've got Kenny Chesney at an LSU. He's always got the jersey on. But hey, it's that time of year.
It's that time of year.
You know, to me, it's not quite fall yet. Football starting, but it is interesting. Next week, first NFL game, last game snow on the ground.
That's right. Thanks for listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We appreciate it. You're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. See you tomorrow.